Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone. And sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's still Thursday the 9th of December 2010. All the technology news for the second time from the previous day. Yes, not happy. Now, not only has Julian Assange pissed off the entire world, he's pissed off Visa as well. As it would seem that Visa has been stopping donation payments to WikiLeaks, and they're not happy. The Icelandic payment processor Datacell announced that they are going to sue the credit card network, and also a whole bunch of hackers has responded by saying that there's going to be denial of service attacks on Visa across the world. I hate verified by Visa. Go on, kill them, kill them! Intel has reversed its fortunes as well by saying that 35 tablets are coming out across the world in 2011, and all of them will be powered by Atom processors. Well done to Intel. However, I don't think the world needs any more tablets. There is currently more tablets on sale in the world than there are tablets in Walgreens, I would suggest, or Boots. A British scientist has developed a new 3D technology that's far easier on the eye. He says it's going to prevent headaches in people that watch it. It goes back to some studies that were done by Moritz von Rohr back in 1907, proving that there's absolutely nothing new in 3D technology. Rob Black, who's from the University of Liverpool, is using mirrors and lenses to try and make sure that you get a much more comfortable look at your 3D movie. And someone else working on 3D technology is Technicolor. They've released a 3D standard that means it's going to be far easier for 3D TV manufacturers, broadcasters and network service providers to make sure that you can have a seamless 3D experience. It sounds a little bit more DCHP to me, but we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. NASA is in a bit of hot water as well because it's been selling PCs online, and also they've not been taking the data off. Some quite sensitive data of shuttle missions are still on there, and people are buying them, unfortunately deleting it and bringing it to press. However, I'm sure there's some people out there who are unscrupulous who aren't. One thing that is quite surprising, and how far NASA are behind the times, is that it says 512 megabytes of RAM with this computer. Ultra fast. The 80 gig hard drive is also described as enormous. Housewives are being recruited to smuggle Apple iPads into China. Now, the Chinese drug market and the fields of poppies is a thing that goes well back in history. However, 14 women were carrying 340 mobile phones and 88 iPads into the country, some of them about their person. I've got to say that the CCTV footage of that going through customs must be a right good watch. Danish newspaper Ekstra Bladet has launched a personal attack on Steve Jobs, branding him an American nanny. The paper's Heiner Jorgensen says that it's not fair because they've had nude women on page 9 for 34 years, and Apple shouldn't be throwing away that culture and history. Nude women in a daily newspaper. Let me think about that one for a while before I give you an opinion. Google Cloud Print is also ready. If you've got a device that will use it, then you can send whatever you want up to the cloud and it'll come back down to your printer, providing you've got a computer linked to that printer, of course. It won't do just the printer on its own. How many devices it works with and whether it's any good or not, I won't be able to tell you because I haven't got anything. Now, James Cameron has released a fantastic film in Avatar, and it looks absolutely fine and dandy and spangly in 3D, and he's turning his new attentions to Cirque du Soleil. Their fantastic stage show is going to be filmed by him and released as a 3D movie, and it should be absolutely brilliant. The master of 3D meets the master of entertainment in Cirque du Soleil. I'll certainly pay for that ticket. And if you're looking for a present for someone for Christmas who's into Angry Birds, you've been saved. The Angry Birds iPhone 4 cover and iPod Touch cover have come from Gear 4. It's available for $24.99 from the Apple Store if you want to buy it. And it's got the big red heavy bird on the back of it. Jolly good. And finally, for our crap for Christmas, we go over to talk to Santa. Hello, Santa. How are you doing?
Hello, yeah, fantastic, thank you very much. Listen, before I get started, I want to have a bit of a rant. I was doing a bit of a training run with the fellas yesterday. You may have heard me talking to Kyle on Monday as well. And anyway, we went over Pennsylvania, and I stopped off to buy some booze. Now, it's a fantastic idea. There's a thing there that I thought you'd be marvellously interested in. A vending machine called the Pronto Wine Vendor. And it's fantastic. You go and select the wine that you want, and you punch it into the computer, and then you just swipe your driving license. license, and it'll give you the wine. The only problem is that you have to take a breathalyzer test, which of course I failed miserably. And also, you have to show your face through a camera to a state official who authorizes it and says that it's you. So you try and buy something near Christmas dressed up as Santa, even if you are Santa. It's near bloody impossible, so I gave up in the end. Anyway, so here we go. Today's crap for Christmas is the KISSEYE satellite watch. It's a watch that's $90 American, and it looks rather trendy and everything, and you'll look really snazzy when you've got it on. However, the way it tells the time is with three dials, and I've got to say, for the life of me, I couldn't work out how to read the damn thing. So, that's the KISSEYE satellite watch, $90. Anyway, have a good day, and Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
If you've got a review and don't know where to post it, then stick it on iTunes, because we've got loads of feeds up there that we need your support with. Loads of people have already given us reviews and we really do appreciate them. There's BagelTech Droid, BagelTech Photo, BagelTech Media and BagelTech Rage all need reviews in your local iTunes store. So please, 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 for Christmas, go and give us some reviews. It makes an enormous difference to our standings. If you've got a story, then send it to us at BagelTechNews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at BagelTechNews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Vimeo, Facebook and YouTube at BagelTech News. We'll see you again tomorrow for a roundup of all of the previous 24 hours news as normal, and also the Bagel Tech photo show will be here, and then finally the Bagel Tech big show in the evening, my last one of the year. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.